and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Pod of Soul.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I've hit record in every single episode trying to find some new, interesting, and not corny way to say, welcome to Noise in the Margins, the podcast that's associated with Fat Tracks Books and Records, and I'm Thomas. And I can honestly tell you that this is probably the one I'm going to stick with because I am tired of trying to pretend like I know what I'm doing. So, welcome back. It's the 10th of April right now in the afternoon, and we skipped a week, and we skipped a week because, or I skipped a week. Well, I skipped a week because of the tariffs. I'm not going to lie to you. I skipped a week because of the tariffs. And I skipped a week because of the tariffs because I was about to record and all heck broke loose. All hell broke loose, and I'm hemming and hawing right now, and it's kind of hard to explain why it's concerning, because the stock market is the stock market, and the economy and our everyday lives aren't necessarily tied to the stock market, right? But they are, and so the stock market, we were pretty sure was just going to go crazy, and it did. But the tariffs that Donald Trump put out were insane. And I don't say that lightly. And that's not me dogging on Donald Trump, as much as I like to do that. They really are. Like, most tariffs are like 1% or something. Like, they're super small. And he just painted with this big brush. And now, like China, for example, there's like a 125% tariff, and might be sitting there going, well, yeah, good. We'll get some manufacturing back, which, by the way, will never happen. It will never happen. Don't even pretend like you think that it will or that you want it to. And we'll get to that in a minute. But 125% tariff on top of anything that we're getting from China, when we get a lot of stuff from China, is insane. Most of your collectibles come from China. Most of your electronics, if they don't come from China, they pass through China. There are very few things that are made outside of China. At least at some point. And that's important to remember, because just because something might be made here in the United States doesn't mean that this electronic component is made here in the United States. And going back to what I was saying before about manufacturing coming back to this country, it's not that I don't think manufacturing should come back to the country. To be honest, I don't know that it's a worthwhile discussion to have, but it's not like I have a problem with it. It's more like I'm aware that most people don't believe that someone working at McDonald's flipping burgers should make a livable wage. So how are you going to reconcile that thought with, well, this guy that screw A12 through A16 on every iPhone going through the line, that they should make a livable wage? Why would I think that you believe that? And I know you don't. Most people don't. And that's just the way it is. That is the way it is here in America. It's a class war, and we've lost. And so now all of our opinions are formed by those who won, which are the billionaires that don't know what they're doing. So you know, before the last episode, I think I said something about all these guys, one of their big problems is that none of them have ever had a real job. And I hold to that. I do believe that a big problem with most of these super rich individuals is that they've never had a real job. They've never actually earned anything that they have. But, you want manufacturing to come back to America, but you don't want to pay for it. And it's not only that, but it's still not solving the problem from the get-go. You know, manufacturing in this country, when it was here, was something that was booming because there was training and you could start at a shop sweeping the floor and end up being a section manager by halfway through your career. And you were covered by the union. And that's not here anymore. The unions have been villainized. That kind of work is, you know, held in contempt. So why do you think you're going to want... Usually when people sit there and they say, well, we want manufacturing to come back to America, usually these people don't want to work those jobs. You know, you talk about migrants coming in and taking the jobs on the farms. But the thing is that you don't want those jobs. You don't want that job. If you are listening to me right now and you are an American citizen, I can almost guarantee that you don't want to be out there picking grapes every day during the season to make your money. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Maybe you do, but I don't think so. And that's fine, but you and I and Americans in general need to be aware that we don't want that. Just admit it to yourself. You don't want that. But, you know, the people that would admit that, they don't necessarily demonize these people for existing. And the people who won't admit that usually do demonize those people. And that's kind of how it goes. That's the result of the culture war. And I promise you that when I started this episode, I had no intention of going into some big tirade about it. I mean, that is a tirade that deserves its own series. And I might do that, you know. The idea that what has happened before in the culture war and the class war in America has resonated to what we're dealing with now, that there's a lot to unpack there. But that's really not what this episode was about. This episode was about, number one, you know, freakouts because of the tariffs, which I'm not overwhelmingly freaked out yet. A lot of things are made in China. A lot, you know, a lot of record player components are made in China. A lot of electronics are made in China, but a lot of books are printed here in America, and a lot of records are made in various different countries. There are a number of record and CD production facilities here in America. So, I mean, since that's kind of the main push for the store, the cost of things shouldn't increase too terribly bad. That being said, the problem on the other side of that is that the cost of everything else will go up, you know, because we've got to pay people more money in order to survive, which just raises prices across the board. But like I said, that's not what we were talking about today. That wasn't the plan to talk about today. It was just to explain what's going on that end. And speaking of what's going on that end, I am still waiting on the stupid sales tax certificate so I can go ahead and get access to the wholesale suppliers. Talking about printing t-shirts, well, that's great. I can't buy samples of blanks until I have this stupid form from the state. And they're like, well, you have to wait 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm like, well, that's great, but I didn't expect the world to catch on fire before then, and now it has. But that's okay, too. So, like I said, that I'm waiting on. It's annoying, but this is the second week, so if I don't hear anything back from them by the beginning of next week, I'll email or call the state and say, hey, where's my certificate? And then it'll probably be like, oh, well, you never actually hit submit. And that's a whole different story of a whole different horse or something. We've talked about the tariffs. We've talked about me waiting so I can order blanks so that I can make the... so I can create the accounts, the real accounts with different places, so I can do all this other stuff. And that's, I keep thinking about it, and it's really driving me bonkers. So moving on from those two subjects, the main subject for today's show that I was planning is to talk about the social media stuff, right? So one of the things like this podcast that I was planning on doing to start kind of getting, I don't want to call it hype. I don't know what else to call it though. Hype towards opening the store is that I wanted to, when we actually got past the SBA loan, I wanted to start like filming everything we did and talking about everything that we're doing and putting out the zine and putting out more podcasts and, you know, streaming, live streaming, just messing with the stuff. I plan on doing all that, but I've run into a hiccup, and it's one that I ran into before when I had the previous podcast. So years ago, I had another podcast that I did with a buddy of mine, and it created. So this is just the fast and dirty of it. You know, we have a new Reddit page, we have a Discord, we have Instagram, and all this other stuff. But I don't advertise, like I don't advertise the Discord anywhere. And the reason for that is moderation. And that is a big, big deal. So let me tell you about having the old podcast. So as I said before, I had another podcast, and this podcast was known to be not aggressive. I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for is. Confrontational. Yeah, confrontational. It was a comedy podcast, but it's also the reason why I'm forbidden by the government of Iran to go to Iran. They put two and two together. I will be arrested on the spot and at best deported. So we had this podcast going on. Now, we had a very basic site. This was early to mid aughts. No, I guess it was late aughts. I don't know, it was a minute ago, early podcast days though. I had a basic website and I had a forum so people could submit stories or talk. I thought, okay, we'll have a forum. And that very quickly became the biggest cesspool of filth online imaginable. You know, trolls, online trolls have always been online trolls, and they've always existed, and there's always been a ton of them. But this was one of those cases where it was just, oh my God, it was so bad. And I ended up deleting the entire forum. I just deleted it right off the internet. Our page just had like the title of the show and an RSS feed. I mean, it was that bad. It was terrible. In any of the subsequent podcasting or live streaming that I've done over the years, I've always left forums and community stuff alone. I didn't want to make a Discord server, really. And I didn't really want to make a Reddit page. And that's just the way it is. I don't have the time. I already don't have the time to do half the stuff that I do. I don't have the time to moderate these channels. And so I'm probably going to have to either hire someone part-time to do it or find some volunteers that I trust. And I don't know. I mean, you know, one big problem with anything like this is that it's not like this is some business catering to a very big fandom, right? So it's not like we're selling special Transformers and we can get people from the Transformer community to be moderators because they're so excited about it. As we get bigger, I'm aware that unless I accidentally do something that creates some sort of viral craze, every follower, every listener to this podcast, every listener, everyone watching the stream or talking about the store before it's open, every single one of those people is going to be a hard-fought win. And I can't ask people who I have convinced to follow us along to also, hey, by the way, could you work for free? I mean, that's not what I want to do. I don't want to put people in that position. Like I said, I'm guessing I'm going to have to pay someone part-time to do it or something. I don't know. I just don't know. It's not like I can even offer merch right now because we don't have our sales tax thing. So, yeah, so much for that. It's just another hiccup, you know, and I don't know what to say towards any of this, whether it be the tariffs, whether it be finding moderators, whether it be, you know, getting the right stuff, the right combination of stuff, feeling like I'm missing on things, record store days, you know, coming up if it's not already here. And I think it's coming up next week and we're not going to be able to be a part of it because we don't have the sales tax thing yet. So I can't order anything, which is fine. I would really rather not have people, you know, knocking down my actual house door looking for their records for record store day. Like I said, we've covered the tariffs, we've covered moderation, we've covered all this other stuff for this week. There's really, you know, the hardest part of setting up the social stuff is making everything consistent, right? And the hardest thing with the podcast is having things to talk about when you don't really feel like talking. I mean, you know, it's as I warned in the first episode, the first number of episodes, first couple of months, everything's going to be rough. I can't tell you how many ums and silences I have deleted out of each one of these episodes. But we keep plugging away and we'll keep getting bigger and we'll keep getting better. And we'll see, you know. Last but not least, always keep in mind when you're listening to me talk about this stuff, when you think about the store and you're sitting there thinking to yourself, well, Thomas, is it really a good idea to open up a store given everything that's going on? I would have to remind you that the best time to plant a tree was 30 years ago. The second best time is right now. And it's absolutely the same in retail. It's absolutely the same in starting any business. It is never, there is never a good time to start anything. And I will acknowledge that this might be a little bit of a worser time to start something, but there's never a good time to start anything. Never. You will never, it will never happen. There's never going to be the perfect combination of things to happen. Well, unless you win the lottery. But then if you won the lottery, would you still open a store? I guess you could. Eh. I probably would still do it. Yeah, I probably would. But that's, you know, for a different time. I think we're about done for this week. Next week, I'm hoping we'll have more stuff to talk about, particularly because I'm hoping next week I'll have the sales tax thing so I can actually start on building things. Pretty soon, I'm also going to start having, you know, other people on. And we'll probably talk about, you know, what have you been reading? Well, I've been reading this for book club. Not doing that yet because I haven't been reading this stuff for book club. Yeah. I've been finding a lot of fun music, though, so maybe I'll just talk about that. But that's next week. Yeah, this is a shorter podcast this week, but that's okay. I hope all of you stay safe. Look out for each other. And as always, we will... Oh, there's one more thing to say. I completely forgot. We have a tagline. And the tagline is... And I'm going to end it with that. The tagline is, stay sharp, stay loud, stay human. Later, everybody.